click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Whenever you talk about Imam of our time, first start with the Imam's mother. Imam's mother was one of the purest women of her time. Imam Ali, and all the Imams have talked about her. Lady Malaika, the mother of Imam, granddaughter of the King of Rome. Her family was the descendants of Simon, the successor of Prophet Isa. Just like the parents of other Imams, they were monotheists and were the best servants of Allah. When Lady Malaika was young, her grandfather decided to marry her to his cousin. He ordered the wedding ceremonies and invited the Roman kings and the country's nobles. A high throne was brought into the courtyard of the court, which had 40 steps and was adorned with jewels. The bridegroom put his foot on the throne and sat down. On king's command, the priest opened the holy book and began the marriage ceremony. But suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the throne shook. The bridegroom fell from the throne and fainted from fear. When the priest saw this, he said to King of Rome, "O King, forgive us for cancelling this unfortunate marriage. Because this coincidence is giving the news of calamity." But King ordered the throne to be rebuilt, and this time the cousin's second son, the first bridegroom's brother, was enthroned. As soon as the priest wanted to start, another earthquake struck and the throne fell to the ground. People left the ceremony. King became very angry and upset. That night Lady Malaika saw in a dream that the Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali and some members of his family entered the court with a young man. Prophet Isa and Simon stood in their honor and welcomed them. The Prophet pointed to the young man and said to Prophet Isa, "O Isa, I have come to ask for the relationship of Lady Malaika for my son Hassan." When they agreed, Prophet came to the pulpit whose height was touching the sky and recited the marriage sermon of Hazrat Imam Hassan Askari and Lady Malaika. She woke up very worried, but she did not tell about her dream to anyone, and after seeing the Ahlul Bayt in dream she became a Muslim. Lady Malaika did not tell anyone about this secret. One night Imam Hassan Askari went to see Lady Malaika in a dream and told her that soon your grandfather King Rome would send an army to fight the Muslims. You should leave with the army dressed as servants. She changed her clothes on the orders of Imam and went on a journey with the army. On the way Muslims clashed with this army and all army was captured.